I think, obviously, we had two young goalies vying for the number one spot, and we had an interest from Fraser from Celtic, which I knew about last week. But we also didn't really have Harps up to speed, if I'm honest, on the back of that operation he had in the summer. So it was quite straightforward last week. I went with Tim. Fraser went on the bench, and I didn't involve Harps for that particular game. But this week he will be. He will be on the bench, and he's been very, very important pre-season, not just on the pitch but off it as well. Because obviously we lost Kevin. We have what you might call a captain that's obviously grasped the English language isn't particularly brilliant. So Harps has played an important role. We've got the bonus sheet over the line. We've got the group together. A lot of new players. He's been very important to me and been a big help. The other thing about once Fraser was completed, we started looking for perhaps another goalie that we need to go into the Premiership. Young Ollie is perhaps a bit too inexperienced to really carry the flag if one of our two gets injured. And we did that last year. It's something I'm thinking about. I'm not a definite that I'm going to bring a goalie in. We inquired about Rob Elliott, and we've put a bid in there. And that's really it, really. I think that hopefully answers the question. It is difficult. It's difficult to sort of get through to the fans how difficult it can be, because we knew that Jose was going, of course. Of course we had a plan. But that doesn't mean to say that the other clubs can't make it as difficult as they can. And that's what we're finding, if I'm honest. Everybody knows we need a left back. We're trying. You could argue that perhaps we should have done it beforehand, but financially we couldn't commit to that because we really didn't at that time know that Jose was definitely going to go. It's easy to say we know he was going to go, but we didn't know definitely he was going to go. He was making noises that maybe he was going to stay the year, etc. So it did put us in a very difficult position. And of course this week, I can't tell you how hard we've worked and how many calls we've made to try and get a left back of the standard, and we're replacing a very, very good player here, and the pool we're looking at is very, very small. So that's been frustrating. The striker situation is a little bit different because that's been going on for some time, but sometimes patience is a virtue, and hopefully we get the right one.